Hey, folks. Sorry for not calling in. It's been a long, long day.
But I'm here finally. Yay.
Hey, we got Tommy Head Jigs on the line.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Tommy?
Not much. Not much at all. I was waiting for y'all to get the show going.
Yeah.
I'm watching the chat right now. We got on a little late, so we're going.
Yeah, we're finally going. Sorry about that, folks. We I just got pulled in the slip off a charter boat, so we're you're gonna hear me talking and moving and doing a lot of things. It's just me trying to get the boat clean and ready to go home. So tonight, folks, is the reveal of the first keyword phrase of the low sodium show Winnedoggle. And I know that we've got something special for that. So, Maddie, hit that up, please. Matt, do we have the that soundbite set up yet, bud?
We do.
Okay, can you hit it for me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Winnedoggle. Kayak Fishing Radio. Low Sodium Show presents the
Winnedoggle
Contest.
Winnedoggle.
To win the contest, all you have to do is listen to the Low Sodium Show via live, app, or podcast for the word of the week. Each show prior to the Winnedoggle will reveal a word which will eventually complete a phrase. Once you arrive at Big Blue State Park, Karaoke, Florida for the Winnedoggle on October 11, 2013, find the host of the Low Sodium Show, Marco and Drew Wheeler, and recite the phrase. If the phrase is correct, you will be entered into the contest and receive a raffle ticket which will be drawn on Saturday, October 12th during the Winnedoggle dinner.
Winnedoggle.
Prizes will include a full bay rod, a Tommy Head Jig super pack, an Unfair Lures Unfair pack, swag from Orchid Coolers and Jackson Kayak, and the meal and stay at the next Winnedoggle will be on the house.
Winnedoggle.
Awesome. So, folks, how it's working is, at some point in the show, I'm going to cut in with a phrase word or a word for that's going to go towards a phrase. Write it down, remember it, tell your friends, tell your family, remember it. The only thing is, you need to be at the Boondoggle to win these prizes, okay? And you're going, what prizes are we talking about, Mark? Those prizes are, you could win a fully custom Low Sodium Show special full bay rod. You're going to also win a prize pack of swag from Orca Coolers and Jackson Kayak. Then to top that all off, I'm not done yet. I still got more. The awesome Unfair Lures Unfair pack of lures from Unfair Lures, like I said. And the Tommy Head Jigs pack of gear. But wait, there's more. You will also get your meal and campsite paid for the next Boondoggle that you attend. That's awesome. You know, and prizes truly is a great setup. And it's free. So listen to Low Sodium Show. Tell everyone to listen to the show. Podcast, app, whatever. Just listen to the show, and you might win an awesome setup of prizes. And speaking of all that, we'll take a quick break real fast, folks, and hear a few words from two of my wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Take it away, Matt.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen. Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at OrcaCoolers.com.
All right, folks, we're back with more of the Low Sodium Show. I am your late host today, Mark Landy-Crew-Wheeler. And we have Matt Trucks on the line, my co-host slash producer slash awesome sauce sound maker. What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. Running the board.
Running the board.
I see in the chat room that apparently we're not broadcasting on the website.
Nice.
Type up there if you guys can hear us now. I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going on with that. Did you call in as a host, Matt?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, then I'm not sure then, man. but
very strange.
Enough issues. Just could just be a technical issue with Blog Talk and the links and everything else to go along with that. So, but awesome. We got a pretty cool show tonight, folks. We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about. Oh, shoot, what did I plan the show to be?
well, you already covered the contest, which
yeah.
was part of it.
Let's talk about, hooks, that's right. Hooks part two.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to solve a couple of misconceptions with hooks. And we talked. I think we're going to talk about treble hooks and stuff like that. And the biggest one is this, that you could buy the same size, same style hook, let's say one's from Gamakatsu, okay, and you buy a pack of Mustads and you go, they have to be the same weight, same action, same everything. I'm going to disappoint you folks. They are not in any way, shape, or form even close to being the same. So, with that being said, we're rolling into treble hooks, and this is where you really see it more prevalent than with many other hooks is with the treble hooks. Now, when you buy treble hooks or you look at the package at the package shop, you're going to see things like 4X. You're going to see things like... super strong, extra mudo, whatever you want to call it. A bunch of these fancy words. So let's break down what that all means, okay? Most of the time you're going to find a treble hook. We all know what a treble hook looks like. And the next thing you're probably going to see is the style. VMC makes a couple that are really good. They look kind of funky with a really long hook compared to the other two. And things like that. Now, if that comes all down to personal preference and what you're trying to do. They might add a complete different action. I can almost guarantee it on things like crankbaits, on other baits like that. There's so many things that go into the action of a lure. And excuse the rude F-18 going over the top of my head right now. But, the biggest thing to remember with hooks is that the construction is the biggest thing. So once you find a hook company that you like the construction of the hook, i.e. is it welded? Is it stamped? Is it a million different things? Are all things you need to consider. So then you get into strength. You get some that are light wire, which are really thin, really flexible. They'll bend real easily. But they're also great when you have finicky fish. The next is when you start to see 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, stuff like that. All that's meaning is how much weld is usually put on the treble hook to hold all three hooks together, and how strong the hooks are as well. Those are the two main reasons why you see that 4X whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, for bass fishing, if I see a 1X extra strong, whatever, I usually don't buy it. And it just turns out to be more problems than it's worth. The reason is it has a lot of extra weight. Now, even that being said, if you're looking for a heavier hook, so let's say suspending jerkbait, okay? The great thing about having a heavier hook is now you don't have to add suspend dots or anything crazy like that to the hook, to the lure. You're actually using the hooks itself to weight the whole system down, which makes things really nice. It keeps things compact, too. Also, with setups like that, if you were doing any fishing for muskies, if you're doing fishing for pike, for big catfish, and you're using a treble hook, then you're gonna then the strength of the hook, 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, whatever, become very, very important. That is the key to keeping fish on your hook and not losing them, is having super strong hooks. And you can almost guarantee that if you buy the correct time strength. Now, another great thing to keep in mind is what I do is when I buy treble hooks, I'll try to buy the basic version, okay, of the style I like. Now, if that style already is extremely strong, all right, then I can only imagine, you know, then it just takes your imagination a little bit to see how farther a 1X, a 2X, a 3X, and a 4X could possibly be. And that really comes in handy when you're going after a larger species, especially you saltwater guys. That really becomes a huge, huge help in your knowledge base. So that's just some of the breakdowns. And you see Supermoto and Extramoto, Mudo. All those things are saying is the hook, the tip of the point, how it's ground down and everything else. One thing that a lot of people don't pay attention to, and this is a great tip, is look at the eye of the treble hook, okay, and see how it's positioned. What you'll find, if you really look at them closely, is some treble hooks, the eye is facing a gap in between two of the hooks. Some of them are, what I meant by gap, it's not really in line with a hook point. It's kind of off center, and it's not really in line with them. I see them, especially with VMCs. They really like doing that. It kind of keeps the hook from riding against the bait. I find that very, very helpful when I'm fishing things like crankbaits, and I'm not worried about weeds or rot or trees or anything like that. But also look at the construction. If you have a really heavy-duty hook and a real thin hook keeper or line tie area or hook eye, excuse me, then you're pretty much your strength goes out the window for the hook strength. But if I see one that's got, you know, it's the same diameter as the hooks, it looks solid, it doesn't have any nicks to it, and that's a big thing too. If you have nicks or a thinner area on the hook, then on the hook eye, that can really affect your potential of bringing home that monster trophy catch. So all these are things you need to keep in mind. So let's talk about when we come back from this quick break from the Boondoggle. Remember, folks, to support the Boondoggle at kayakfishingboondoggle.com. Any donation is greatly appreciated. And this is to support those that support us in creating this Boondoggle and everything else. So please head there and check that out. We'll also take a quick word from Vulture Pub and Trust. Matt, can you find the BTT soundbite? And we'll be right back with more of the Low Social
Show. Hey, man, what you doing, man? I'm just trying to find out about this Boondoggle thing, man. Boondoggle, that's not good stuff, man. A friend of mine back in the hood smoked some of that stuff, man. It's not good. He was freaking out, man. Nah, man, I'm talking about a kayak fishing Boondoggle, man. It's when a bunch of fishermen on kayaks get together to hang out, man. A bunch of kayak fishermen hanging out. Sounds fishy to me, man. How do these guys hook up? Well, I tried to look them up, but they don't have a website yet, man. No website, man. Bummer. Nah, man, but I hear they're trying to raise money to build one, man. Oh, yeah? I'm trying to raise the money, too, man. You want to buy some? Nah, man. But this kayak fishing Boondoggle thing is really a good idea, man. I think we ought to help these guys out, man. All right, man. I'm with you. So where do we go, man? Oh, no, man. We ain't got to go nowhere, man. Right now we can help them out by checking out kayakfishingboondoggle.com, man. Okay, man. I can boondoggle on that, man. Don't get stuck in your kayak.
Welcome to KayakFishingRadio.com. To submit your local fishing report to be aired on Kayak Fishing Radio and the Kayak Fishing Radio iPhone and Android app, please follow these steps. Step 1, create a Skype account. Step 2, add Kayak Fishing Radio to your contacts on Skype. Step 3, call Kayak Fishing Radio and you will hear a recorded greeting. Start recording after the tone. If you do not have a computer or access to one, you may call in via phone at 404-890-5232. That's 404-890-5232.
We're back with more Low Sodium Show, folks.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mark. I don't know where the Bonefish Trust one is.
That's okay, man. But we're back. Again, folks, this is Low Sodium Show with Mark Linden Kuila, and I do apologize if I'm just kind of flustered. I'm trying to clean a 42-foot Jersey Sport Fisher right now as I'm talking to everybody. That's why we started a little late. But, and the Rude F-18 one more time. Any Hoosiers. Like I said, we're back. We're more of the Low Sodium Show. I have on the line Matt Trucks. You just heard him talking. If you just tuned in, another Rude F-18. And we also have on the line Mr. Tommy Head Jake himself. Mr. Tommy, what's going on?
We had him
man?
On the line, but he's now listening in the chat room. Along
okay.
with King Rat is in the chat room too. So give those
King
guys
Rat.
A shout out.
Yeah. I know King Rat's got a official report for me. What you got, bud? Go ahead and type it in, and Matt will tell me what you said. Got to love technology, right?
Yeah, we'll do.
But yeah, it's treble hooks, right? I know I was going to talk about something about treble hooks. Matt, remind me.
You were on treble hooks, but I don't know where you left off.
Oh, great. What is
treble hooks?
But with the thing with treble hooks, okay, and treble hooks with crankbaits, okay, this is where you're going to need some experience to really knock out what your treble hook needs are. And I say that like this, okay? If you're fishing an area, a lake, let's say, okay, and all that you know that's in that lake is nothing but pound and a half, 3 pound bass, the lake was just restocked, whatever, okay, then you don't need to go with a super heavy duty hook, okay? You don't need to go extra crazy. Now, will it be nice to have a little extra security? Of course, okay? But it's not needed. Second thing about treble hooks with crankbaits is, like I said earlier, they just having a different style, i.e. Maker of your hook, Zamakatsu owner, BMC, Mustad, whoever, will change everything extremely dramatically. Just by changing them, because each company makes their hook completely different, using different materials, you know, yada, yada, yada. Those are all things that affect a crankbait. And this is where you see it more with crankbaits than with any other bait, because crankbaits are so finicky. And for those that don't fish crankbaits or don't know what I'm talking about, buy a crankbait and just change the hooks out on it. Go a size larger, go a size smaller. And you will see a dramatic difference in action, in performance, and a lot of different things. And it's really an eye-opening experience to see something like that with just simply changing out one hook. But here is my tip for crankbaits for this week. Not all hooks are made equally. Okay, we kind of broke that down. Okay? Nor are all hook sizes made equally. Okay? And I say this as a warning, because I found this out the hard way. I downgraded in size on one of my crankbaits, the hooks. Okay? Same style, same packaging, same everything. This is with the, I forget which company it was. So I don't want to throw any company underneath the bus here, okay? And
Tommy's talking about the Mustad keepers.
Yeah. So I'm using those hooks. Start, you know, working my bait. I hook up on a really nice bass. It's fighting. It comes off. I'm like, dang, reel it in. The hook broke. I must have had them on one of those. On just one of the hooks on the treble hook. So I'm like, okay, change it out with the same style of hook, same size, same everything, cast out, hook up again. Lose that fish. And again, the hook broke. And I was using 2Xs on the 2X strong. Come on, what the heck was going on? And I finally took a second and looked. That's when I realized not all sizes are created equally. So that is something very important, folks. If you're looking at your hooks, definitely look at that strength value. It is extremely important to keep in mind. Okay. I'm going to take quick questions from anyone in the chat, anyone in there. Matt, do you have any questions? Or?
Well, I got King Rat's dish report up here.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, King Red says, dogfish, dogfish, dogfish from the Ocean View area. I guess he's catching a lot of dogfish.
Say it again. F-18 again.
King Red said, dogfish, dogfish, dogfish from the Ocean View area. So I guess he's catching a lot of dogfish up there.
What? That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. They eat everything. And then also, they're talking about Mustad hooks. Tommy Headshake said Mustad keepers are the trouble where the hook points are bent inwards towards the middle. And then King Red said Mustad is getting sued over that $1 million hook trophy deal. Or hook and
yep.
trophy deal. And then said the guy caught a record striper on a Mustad, and Mustad won't pay him. They say he's using an Alabama rig against the rules.
Yep.
So that's what's going on in the chat room right there so far.
Awesome. And hearing about those dogfish does not make me happy.
Oh, fortunately, you don't catch them in the low sodium. So.
Yeah. No, thank God. For those who don't know, what I do for a living, I'm a mate on a charter boat out of Rudy and Linton, Virginia Beach. And this summer has been one of the hardest fishing summers that captains that have been doing this for 30, 40 years have ever had. No fish. B, cold waters. C, no fish. Did I mention no fish? It's been very hard to find quality fish or any fish to begin with. So it's been very frustrating hearing that they're catching dogfish in Ocean View, especially considering that tomorrow we're running out of Rudy Inlet and heading to the bay. Yeah, it doesn't make me happy. We're really hoping.
Looks like you'll be busy if they're catching dogfish.
All right. Oh, man. I'm hooking them spiny damn things. That stuff sucks. Dogfish have spines on their dorsal fins, folks, if you don't know. That always tend to poke you in the hand or in the arm or in the leg or wherever you don't want them to get poked when you're trying to unhook them, and it's very uncomfortable. It's just a pain in the butt all the way around for those dang things. So I'm going to take another quick break. Matt, you want to do a Jackson Kayak one for me? And I'll do a Tommy Head Jigs. All right,
sounds good. All right, Jackson Kayak. Can't say enough about their fishing line of kayaks. Very versatile. Any model or a model for every use of fishing, any type of fishing. Stability at its best. Get to your local dealer and test paddle one. Paddle with luxury. Go to jacksonkayak.com to find a dealer closest to you.
Folks, you've been hearing me talk about Tommy Head Jigs. And actually, surprisingly, I had a charter boat the other day, a charter client, that lives up in upstate New York that uses Tommy Head Jigs exclusively. Okay, and that just tells you how big Tommy Head Jigs is getting. Because the main reason, the only reason why, more bass fishermen, more saltwater fishermen are using Tommy Head Jigs is the high quality and their fish-catching ability. From shaky heads to absolutely tremendous strike as a jig to just flipping and some rice and some lily pads, Tommy Head Jigs can do it all. So for more information, go to TommyHeadJigs.com. Go to your local tackle shop and tell them to start carrying Tommy Head Jigs. Tommy Head Jigs, 100% made in America. By an American, for Americans. Again, go to TommyHeadJigs.com and check them out. Pick up a pair, a handful, hell, buy 100 packs. Let know that Mark Lenny Wheeler sent you. And I greatly appreciate it, folks. Yeah. Dude, I'm so tired. Yeah, exactly. I'm all pewed out. All right, folks, we're back with more of the Low Sodium Show. I'd like to thank everyone who's hanging in there with me. It's just been a really long day. And the word of today's week, give me a sound bite there, bud.
Okay. We should have thought of this.
Any sound bite. All right. That's the sound of this week's word of the week for the Winnedago contest. Go to Facebook.com and check out the Low Sodium Show Winnedago event on Facebook. Join it and have your chance to win and some awesome prizes. Today's is fish. That is the key word. Fish. F-I-S-H. So write that down. Remember it. And remember, folks, at the Boondoggle, find me, Mark Lenny Crew Wheeler. Tell me the phrase from Winnedoggle, and you can win one of the great prizes that are going to be offered. All right, folks. I'm going to call it an early night. I've got a lot of work to get done and not enough time to do it. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up. Pig
hey,
of the week.
You got to do the pig
of
the week.
I almost forgot what the pig of the week was. My Lord. That's how tired I am, folks. The best part of the night, the pig of the week. Matt, do you have a pig of the week for me? Because I don't.
Well, I guess we could use the guy who won the fishing tournament up here. This guy, Chris Baggett.
There you go.
He nailed himself 5 pigs of the week on Saturday.
Nice.
They were all flounder. The winning fish was 26 inches long.
My God.
And then for the Calcutta, we had 3 combined longest fish, and he had 3 fish totaling 61 inches.
My goodness.
These are all fluke or, as you know them down south, as summer flounder. Some nice fish.
That is awesome.
That's Chris Baggett of New Jersey.
That is awesome. I love hearing that. Absolutely love it. So there you go, folks. The week, the pig of the week goes to Chris Baggett, I believe.
Baggett, yep.
For some awesome, awesome flounder catches. All right, folks. That all being said, I like to call it a night. I thank all those that make this possible, and that's you, the listener. I do apologize for a crappy show, but I got to do what I got to do. So that being said, take it fishing, folks. Always wear your PFD, and get your fish on, man. Good night, everybody.